Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast, The Showgirls, episode 35.
Hello.
We mixed it up and I opened and it felt weird.
It felt good.
Oh, look, you're always looking at the positive.
Mm-hmm.
So Carly had her birthday this past week.
Yep, I'm 28 officially. I really don't feel different at all.
Yeah. Did you just get money or what?
Yeah, I got money. have you seen on TikTok? It may just be because I'm like, we look at sunglasses, but like on TikTok, we get fed ads for fake Costa sunglasses. Okay. So it says like 70% off, and it's like really, I need to actually email Costa and tell them that there's people duping them bad. So Austin was like, oh, I'll just order you some of these. And like, if you don't like them, then whatever. Cause they're like $30.
Yeah. Like way cheaper than real ones.
Yeah. And like, you know, I'm not like the sunglass guru, but I wanted some like polarized ones for when we go fishing and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, he orders them and they come in and they aren't even the right style. They're not the right anything. Like they're literally like camo, like little baby sunglasses, like that you buy at Walmart. And so he emailed them and he was so mad. And he was like, you just pick out whichever sunglasses you want from wherever. So there's a BOGO on at Diff Eyewear.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
And I got two pairs of sunglasses for $100.
Nice.
So I ordered them yesterday. So that was kind of like his present, but he, you know, I would rather pick something out for myself from him than like him. You know, I appreciate the gesture, you know, he tried.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out. So.
Yeah. Like Connor, whenever he buys me stuff for holidays or anything, like I definitely set it up. Like I like say so many hints and stuff because I literally love him so much. So, so much. And I use this to this day, but like our first Christmas, he bought me a Bluetooth speaker, which was like definitely more for him. Because he noticed that when I'm in the shower, I listen to music on my phone, but that doesn't bother me. Like I didn't need a speaker, but he thought yeah. I did. And so it was really nice. Like he noticed that I listened to music in the shower, but I was like, this is for you. And guess what? He used it at the pool yesterday. So,
so I do the same, like during the day, like I'll just listen to music on my phone mm-hmm. because like you have to charge the speaker.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. But he also is very, you know him, he has bass in his car, so he like loves like the quality of music.
Quality.
To me, it's just like, if I hear the lyrics, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I very much appreciate it though. He doesn't listen to the podcast anymore, but I feel like I just need to like.
You have to put that out there into the universe.
Yeah, very appreciative of it.
Yeah, so I don't know what my sister got me, and my mom might have got me other stuff, so I'll find out today because we're doing a little birthday thing. But yeah, I got money, and I am just going to try to save it because I don't need to go shopping.
That is so true. Like, saving money is so important, but it's hard because you're like me. Like, I just love to buy stuff.
Me too, dude. Me too.
It's biting us in the like butt right now though, because we have so much stuff. Like Avery, my sister, is going through her clothes and she's going to go try to like sell them to like Daisy Exchange, or like Daisy Exchange is local. So if you're not in Oklahoma, it's just like a resale store.
Like Plato's Closet.
Yeah, exactly. So she's going to try to do that today, but she was like getting rid of stuff. And I took stuff of hers that I wanted. And I was like, do I even really need this stuff? But I wanted it, you know,
Marie Kondo today.
That's what Avery was doing. She was like going through her closet and she has like a bunch of old Cheer stuff from years ago, but it's like nostalgic. And she literally was holding it like up against her face. Like, does it bring me joy?
Yes.
I was like, no, get rid of it.
Okay. Tell the listeners about your face journey.
Oh my gosh. You guys, if you're watching on YouTube, my face is so clear.
It is. It really is.
Like, I know Zoom isn't the best quality, but it's so clear. Like, Carly, your face looks great too, by the way. I forgot Thanks. To tell you, you pointed out that yours is getting better. And I was thinking back to when we ate lunch for your birthday and I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, I noticed it looked so good. But so I lost a bunch of weight, right? Like 2 years ago is when I hit like my 100 pounds gone. Well, when I lost a bunch of weight, I lost a bunch of hair, which I guess those correlate for some people. Like I used to have very, very thick hair. Now I have really thin hair. Like, my ponytail is so thin. Like, when it gets wet, it, like, it's so embarrassing. It's like a rash. I think about it in pictures. So when that happened, I was like, oh, what makes hair grow? Biotin. So literally religiously every day for 2 years, I take biotin. I take like a biotin pill, a woman's pill, or woman's vitamin, which probably has biotin in it too. Like, I was dosing up on the biotin.
And which it helped your hair.
Yeah, it definitely, I could tell it helped my hair because I wasn't losing as much. I don't know if I'm growing it back, but I'm definitely not losing as much. And I do have baby hair, so I guess it is growing. Oh my gosh, I just slammed my elbow on my computer.
Sorry, listeners. Sorry.
Earthquake. So, anyways, 2 years. And I've had horrible acne for 2 years, but it never, like, I guess clicked that I had been taking biotin for that long. And randomly, this girl that's in a group meet with me with a bunch of other WW members randomly said, I think someone was talking about skin. She was like, oh my gosh, I found out biotin like made me break out really bad and I stopped taking it. And I was like, what? I was like, is that real? And she was like, yes. And then a bunch of other people chimed in and they're like, oh yeah, it doesn't say it because I Googled it, but it's just like a known thing. And I was like, no way, you guys, like, what if this is my answer? So I read that Monday after I had already taken it on Monday, but then I haven't had it since Monday and my face instantaneously has cleared up.
Like literally
overnight. Like, I am shooketh, you guys. Like, you know what it's like when you have acne. Like, it's just, you like feel bad, you like want to cry, like you have to put so much makeup on. I'm a new woman. I can't believe it.
So proud. Are you still like washing and stuff and like moisturizing, or like it just really was the biotin?
I know that it really was the biotin because I'm still doing exactly what I had done before. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I kept up the same thing just to make sure, because I didn't want to do too much. But like last night, since now I like clearly know it's the biotin. Oh no, last night I still washed and did moisturizer, but like this morning, first thing when I woke up, I didn't wash my face. So I still need to do it, but it's like, I just feel so amazing.
Free. It's freedom.
Free, dude. I was like changing my pillowcases so often because like people say, like, you know, like,
yeah,
I just can't believe it. I can't believe it.
How exciting.
I know. I'm just such a new woman, literally. So if you guys are taking biotin out there, I'm not saying it's not good for hair, don't do it. Yes. Ugh. So I'm going to use this might go into what's the haps actually, because I think I'm going to use my cremated palette today and you used it yesterday, right?
Yeah. You guys, yesterday I just plopped that on there, the cremated, and there are a couple colors in there that are so glittery. My eyes were glittery all day. And I even went to the pool and I would like go to the bathroom and look in the mirror and my eyes were still like snatched.
Like, did you get in the pool? Like, did you get it wet at all?
No, I didn't get my face wet, but like, you know, I'm sweating. There's like splashes and stuff. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I might mess around with it today because I don't have any other plans except cleaning today.
Exciting.
Yeah. So what's the haps, I guess?
Yeah. You guys. Darian keeps sending me messages about Shane Dawson and how people are just coming for him on Twitter. But did you watch his apology video? Because he posted that like 2 days ago and it's about 20 minutes.
Yeah. So I watched it. I didn't watch it. Yeah, I did watch it the day you sent. I watched it Friday night in bed on my TV.
So he addressed like everything about his podcast, everything about his past content that he posted, and people are still going through stuff and trying to find things to drag him about, and I'm just like not here for it.
Okay, so you're still like supportive?
Like, after watching it, I know that he doesn't have any ill will, or you know, like, why are people going 10 years back?
I agree, but I watched that. Okay, so I have been spamming Carly. Like, anything I find or anything. Well, Cashin has been sending me stuff, too, because Cashin is, like, number one Shane fan. And I don't know the pod. Like, I feel like all of the other stuff was, like, okay, like, understandable. Like, there's, like, this one part where an old video where he's, like, talking to his cousin, who's 12, about, like, the birds and the bees. Like, I did that dumb stuff when I was younger. Like, I don't know. Like, that stuff even like the Willow Smith, people are coming after him because he made a joke about like a Willow Smith poster, and on the poster she's like 11. Like, I knew his humor back then because I used to watch his old videos. So yeah. I was like, whatever. But today I actually listened to the podcast one, and I don't know, I'm feeling, did you listen
problematic
to it? Did you listen to it?
No.
Okay, you have to, because I think that is going to make you, because I'm in the same boat as you, where I was like, he apologized for all that stuff, but the podcast is almost like too much. You need to listen to it after this.
Okay,
I will. So I'm really upset because it's just like, everyone I love is just like, I don't want to say going down, but going down.
I'll listen to it.
Yeah, that was the one that made me change. I'm glad I already bought the conspiracy palette, because that palette is awesome. And the cremated, which leads me into my other what's the hap. So I don't know. Did you write down anything about Jeffrey?
I tried to look at his content, and he like hasn't said anything. Like, he's still posting just stories about his dogs and his grandma's birthday, and he really hasn't addressed any of the stuff going around about him.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's true, and so it's another situation where I'm just like in between a rock and a hard place, I guess. But his old, and I need to Google more about it, I need to do more research, but just in for the sake of what's the haps, and since we already talked about Shane, I guess one of his old friends or makeup artists or somebody who was in his circle came out and made a video, which I haven't watched, that said in February, when they were all in Vegas, I guess Jeffrey said racist things. But that's literally all I've read. Like, I don't know what was said. I don't know if it's true. I don't know anything. And so now I'm just like hitting my head against a wall.
Oh my gosh. I hate to hear that.
I know. And I really hope it's not true. I don't know. It's so hard with celebrities, right? Because some people like, I don't know. I'm in the middle right now. I don't know. I obviously don't want to support anyone who's, you know, a racist or a pedophile or any of those type of things. So I guess I'll just wait to see what else comes out.
Just know that we are really deep in Twitter, though. Like, yes. You know, the normal consumer of Jeffrey's stuff probably doesn't even know any of this stuff is happening, you know?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Like, we're so deep in the dark web.
Yeah, and I'm addicted to Twitter, you guys. I'm on it, like, Carly's into TikTok, how I'm into Twitter, probably. Carly's on TikTok for probably, like, an hour a night, and I'm on Twitter. Like, I love Twitter, and I like Twitter because I feel like it gets to the bottom of stuff, and it's, like...
It really exposes people.
Like, to...
Dirty.
Expose the house, you know? So that was like one of my what's the haps that was combined, just Shane and Jeffrey, and like, stand by everyone.
We're still, the jury is still out about them.
Yes.
So in some less crazy news, JoJo Siwa has dyed her hair brown. We're shook.
Cashin sent me the video or the TikTok, and I said, I'm so mean though. Like, JoJo Siwa's mine. I don't know how you have any ill will or anything, but I said, when's she gonna fix that hairline though? Like, girl, give the ponytails up.
I know, she loves the ponies. Like, but she only does the ponies like when she's doing like videos for stuff. Like, you'll see her like have her hair down and in other things.
Okay, good. Because have you seen, it's like a couple years old now probably, but it's like shows the development of her forehead, her hairline.
Oh no.
So like on Dance Moms, because she's from Dance Moms, you know that?
Okay, yeah.
So like on Dance Moms, let's say it was like right here. And then someone took like a picture from the next year, and it's like here and then here. Like, it keeps getting bigger because she keeps
just pulling it tight. Her
ponytail is so tight with those bows.
Oh my gosh. But she has to push the bows because...
Oh yeah, JoJo's bows, right?
Yeah. Love it for her.
Yeah, honestly, I'd give up my hairline for the money she's making probably. And then I would take biotin and then I'd break out. Just kidding. Okay, I have a couple of more things, but did you see that Gap is partnering with Yeezy?
No.
Yes, they have partnered, and a new clothing line is going to be released, Gap X Yeezy. the first half of 2021.
Okay, I'm going and getting all of the collection.
Okay, do you really like it, his stuff?
I don't mind it, like, because it's, like, all neutral, yeah, and so you can, like, really wear it wherever.
That's valid.
The oversized stuff, I don't know that I would wear it, but I hope that, like, the collection with Gap is going to be more, like, everyday wear.
Yeah, it has to be, because I feel like Gap is not a higher price brand. You know, like, Old Navy is a version of Gap.
Yeah.
So, but it said that whenever they announced this, I think it was Friday, that stock for Gap went up like 33%.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were struggling, the article said, because one, obviously COVID, but two, I've read before, like, companies like Gap, like, the more local name brand stuff or smaller name brand stuff is really struggling right now, as people are starting to either, one, not care about brands at all, which is kind of like me, like, I like cute stuff, like, whatever the brand is, or people are only caring about, like, higher price brands, so, like, a Yeezy, for example, or a Supreme or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, get your
exciting.
Yeezy 2021.
Did you see that Swaggy C has officially retired from reality television?
Yes, and I'm lit. I do not like him. I am so lit.
He's only 24, and he wrote this big, long novel about how he is already retiring. He's appreciative for the years, but he's done. So he's not going to be on All Stars like we thought.
I'm really happy about that. And if he's not on All-Stars, I'm definitely guessing Bailey's not on All-Stars, because as you watch the challenge this morning, they do not function without each other, which is totally not healthy in my eyes.
No.
Like, at all. But the only thing that, like, makes me not sad, but it's like, dang, he's younger than us, 24, and he definitely, like, makes way more money than us.
Yeah, and he's in that stock market every day, making those deals, making those trades.
Yeah, and if I got on reality TV, like, we always make fun of people that are, like, show hoppers and stuff, but nope, that would be me.
If you get on The Circle, then maybe that could get you on The Challenge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, The Challenge, girl, I need to start working out. I would be like Anissa. It's embarrassing.
She won her elimination. That's okay. Not embarrassing.
That's true. What was I gonna say? Dang, it was something about that. I don't remember, but yeah, I would definitely just, like, chase the bag. Like, oh, I was gonna say, did you see someone said how much they make per season?
No, what?
Okay, so for newbies, for one season, so think 3 months of filming, right? I think $36,000.
Wow. Not great, but not, like, for 3 months, that's good.
Yeah, and, like, even though it's, like, hard physical labor, it's, like, fun. Like, you're going to, like, it's not like you're getting evaluated by your boss on your performance and you can get fired. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And so then, if you get eliminated, do you still make that?
I don't know. I think it's, like, a base, but then someone was saying, like, the people that have been on there longer make more money. So, for example, Nani or someone, and this is a couple years old, so maybe she makes more, but Nani would make $75,000 for 3 months.
So I'm sure Bananas makes, like, a good amount.
Like, over six figures for sure.
Wow.
That's why he keeps doing them. Probably CT too. Like,
heck yeah.
God, I love CT. I wish he was still there.
Me too. He's so cute.
Okay, me.
What else?
I didn't know if we wanted to touch on Stassi, because it's kind of a little old news now, but we didn't record when we normally do. Stassi has announced that she's having a girl. I still fully believe in my heart. Like, yes, she is obviously pregnant. Yes, that in itself is not a PR stunt. However, the announcements are 100% calculated.
Yeah, because nobody's talking about her comments and her getting fired from Vanderpump Rules anymore. They're talking about her baby, which is, you know, control your own narrative. I get it. Yeah. But it's totally timed out perfectly.
Yes. And she posted, so when they announced the gender, it was like her kind of holding her belly, but she's only, I don't know. I've never had
a baby. I noticed that too. Like, she was totally pushing it out.
Yes. Like, you were, when they took that picture, I think she was like 11 weeks.
Like, unless she's further along, which true. She could be. I mean, we're not like friends with her, but
yeah, true. But I was like, this in, and I told Carly this, you guys, I'm in a Facebook group about Bravo, and I posted that picture, and I said Stassi's PR team working overtime, and damn, I got dragged through the coals. Like, people are literally protecting her like to the death, and I'm just like, dang, this is the sword you want to fall on.
Stassi and I and Ariana all have the same birthday, so I will always have to like know that I have the same birthday as both of them.
I forgot about that. I didn't even see, I don't follow Stassi though, but, and I'm never really on my regular Instagram that follows Ariana. Did they do something for it?
I don't think so. I just saw like Tom post about Ariana and like how much he loves her, which is so nice.
Oh, I love him. And other, since we're not talking about Vanderpump this week because there's no episodes, apparently, I haven't listened to it, but Sheena's podcast episode this week, she announced that she had a miscarriage.
I saw that.
Do you know if it was with Brock? I haven't listened. So I yes. don't know. Okay.
Yep.
I was wondering about that.
So that's another story, but I don't know the details. She just, I guess, announced it.
Yeah. I don't listen. Also, I haven't really been listening to podcasts in the queue or, you know, in quarantine. So maybe that's why, but I've never listened to her podcast anyways.
Me either.
Okay. What else?
All right, I have a game.
Yay.
I only have three people for you to guess because I couldn't think of the fourth and I was running out of time.
Okay.
But instead of Bravo this week, we're going to do the challenge.
Okay, exciting, exciting. All right. Let me get ready.
The first. I got my start on X on the Beach UK and showed up on the challenge, hooked up with a veteran that turned out to be bad for my game. Since my start, my hairline has moved up along with my game.
Is this Kyle?
Yeah.
I was thinking a girl at first for some reason because, I don't know, X on the Beach, and I was like, Melissa or something? Like, who's from there? Definitely Kyle.
His hairline, you know, he got those plugs, and now he's good to go.
I know. I feel like his hair is, like, looking worse, though.
Because he cuts it too short.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, I almost wish he was back in his pirate, like, headband days, you know?
Oh, I should have put that in there.
He was so good looking. He still is.
The tattoos. Hey, Kara.
Bomb it.
All right, next. I love to compete. First for love on Are You the One? And then the challenge. I thought I found love with one of my challengers, but after he got eliminated, the true love connection formed.
This is this season?
No.
Talking about Tori? Okay. I was like, I thought it right when you said, Are You the One? I thought it was Tori. But then I was like, wait, is she talking about someone this season? Okay.
Because she was on the challenge with Derek, yeah. And she was dating him, and then he got eliminated, and her and Jordan hooked up.
Yeah, yikes, because she got a really bad rap for that because she technically cheated, and she was like, listen, like, I would never want to hurt someone, but like, obviously Jordan's her soulmate.
Totally.
Not that I can condone cheating if it's your soulmate, but whatever.
She was in a foreign country, and what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, different country, you know? No, I'm just kidding.
Like Morgan and Bananas, but that's neither here nor there. Okay.
Yeah.
The last.
Okay.
An OG who started in 2007 on The Real World, Key West. He takes no prisoners with his game. He'll backstab, lie, and take the whole jackpot for himself with no remorse. With 60 challenge wins under his belt, he deserves it. Don't put him in elimination against CT because he most likely won't come back.
Okay, it's definitely Johnny, and I knew it right when you said Key West because he's the only person I know from that season. I don't even know who else is from there.
I don't know either. I didn't even know he was on the Key West season, but I Googled it.
The only reason I know that is because one time MTV was like doing a flashback or something, and I guess when he was supposed to do his season, like everyone was flying into Key West, a hurricane was coming. And so all of the people that were going on the season had to be put up in hotels in like random cities and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I learned that.
Okay. So let's just talk about the challenge.
Okay. This episode, first, I would like to say I am Casey, Team Casey, until I die. That's what I want to say.
I love the underdog, so like I feel bad for Bailey. Mm-hmm. Which I have to sneeze. Hold on.
Okay. She's muting herself because she's sneezing. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Oh, she's going for a third. Maybe. Nope, we're good.
I think that's good. Yeah. But I mean, I love Casey, and I feel like if I were on a season with her, like, I would have a crush on her. Like, she's cute, but yeah. She knows how to play the game. That's how she won Big Brother.
Yes. She is quiet when she needs to be quiet, but talks to – because she always got a bad rap on Big Brother because she wasn't really political, but in a sense she is because she chooses – like strategically who she wants to talk to, basically.
And she even said, she's like, don't make promises you can't keep. And she didn't promise Bailey anything, so I get that. Yeah. But at the same time, like, she could have just at least put Bailey in, and maybe Nani would have won against Bailey and kept her friend. But she decided to put Melissa in.
And I think too, like, I agree with what Nani said, though, because there's like this little moment where like Casey and Nani are by themselves, of course. And Nani is like, I would prefer Melissa, but I understand if you have to choose. Like, Nani was understanding. So I think that's where Casey really, like, she could have not burned a bridge by just picking Bailey. And then Nani, just threw my mic.
Microphone.
Earthquake again.
Your hands are just going everywhere.
I'm just so excited today. I have to talk with my hands. And then Nani went home anyway. So it's like she fell on that sword for nothing.
Agreed.
What are you going to say?
I feel like Nani's playing was playing a really risky game, mm-hmm. and she got eliminated for it. So,
yes. And I have to point something out because, okay, did you see on Twitter what Swaggy said?
No.
Okay. I need to find it really quick because I don't know why I'm saying this so much today, but I will fall on my sword for this. So I just think
that all of the Big Brother people are really bringing a new element to this season, like Bailey going off on Casey and like the drama between them and how she like went off on Tyler on Big Brother and her tongue started bleeding. It was like she was on the same level with Casey this time. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome drama wise. She does bring good TV. Okay, so this is what happened. Like, Swaggy tweeted this, like, either, like, right as the episode aired or whenever it was shown that Casey didn't choose Bailey. And Swaggy tweeted, Julie Chen quotes, America, the vote is 4-4. Bailey is the deciding vote on who wins $500,000, Casey or Tyler. And Bailey votes for ...Casey. And Swaggy said, all she wanted, talking about Bailey, was the favor returned back to her when she needed it, especially from a friend. That's where the heartbreak comes from.
She wasn't going to choose Tyler anyway.
Yeah, and for him to say that she was the deciding vote is false. False, false, false. Whenever you vote on the jury on Big Brother, everybody votes at the same time. They put them all in a little pouch who they want to vote for, and then they just read them one by one. So even though Bailey's was read last, it wasn't like she saw that it was 4-4 and then chose Casey to win. She had already chose Casey, so the votes could have been 5-3 when it got to Bailey. So to say that she was the deciding vote is false. Did she help Casey win? Yes, because 5 people voted for Casey. So they were all 20% responsible. So I just needed to point out that so false that she was the deciding vote. Like, no, 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 no. And sorry, I'm passionate about this because Bailey just really rubbed me the wrong way. For her and her confessional to say that they were a thing and to say that I'm Casey's type, like, what? I don't know. It was just like, it's like Bailey just trying to make something out of nothing.
Yeah. You know, I'm just, but you know, I love the underdog and I'm just glad that Nani's out because she was annoying.
Yeah, also for Casey to put her neck on the line for Nani, and I typed this to someone like in the live chat or whatever, because Casey in her confessional was like, Nani can do this, Nani's got this. And I was like, bro, no offense, but have you seen Nani's record? Like,
I know, why is she aligning herself with Nani? She's not even great.
like how many, like in 10 years, Nani's probably won like 2 eliminations. Like she's not good. No offense.
I know. It's cray cray, but we'll see what happens. I don't feel like there's a lot of people left, so.
There's not. And on the spoilers that we read, so spoilers here, there's hall brawls coming up. So I'm really excited for those. But next week is the double, like, purge elimination.
Okay.
So I'm lit for that. Oh, my God, I won't get to watch. I'm going to Padre on Wednesday. I am taking my Fire Stick, though. What if I can just convince Kasia to let me watch it?
Do it.
Okay. Vacay on the beach, watching the challenge. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, like while you're eating dinner or something.
Yeah, because it'll come on at... it comes on at 7. I need to see. She made us an itinerary, so I'll need to see what's up, you know.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's totally opposite of what it's like traveling with my, like, Disney friends, where literally nobody knows what we're doing ever, and it's, like, a chaotic mess. Cashin is, like, on it.
Cool.
What other shows do you have written down? 90 Day and RuPaul?
I didn't watch RuPaul, but you can talk about it if you want.
Okay.
I just have 90 Day Fiancé the Other Way, and then 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After.
Okay, do you want to do Happily Ever After? I'm in the middle of it right now, like the middle of the episode that, actually I don't even think I'm in the middle, but that aired last week, because the new one will come out tonight.
Yes, I think I watched a sneak peek.
I think you did too, because when I, you know, I watch on your app, basically, and when I went to go watch this today's episode, I think it was like half done, but then the one that said sneak peek was all the way done. So I think you did watch tonight's episode.
Yeah. Okay. So I watched 45 minutes of tonight's episode. So we have Angela and Michael. Angela went to the fertility doctor and she actually doesn't have one egg like the people in Nigeria told her, which we all knew. And her mom is sick and Angela wants to go to Nigeria and get married to Michael, but she's scared that her mom's gonna die while she's away, which is sad. And Elizabeth and Andre are gonna go to
Moldova.
Not Russia, Moldova, thank you. And did you see that she didn't want to stay with his parents?
No, so I literally, the only part I got to with them is right when Lizzie was with her sisters, and they were all breastfeeding
in the freaking pool. Are you kidding me? Why? I mean, like, I'm all for it, you know, whatever, but it was just a lot.
I thought it was funny. Also, how are they all?
Those producers are working overtime.
Yeah, they are. Oh, you mean, like, they definitely planned that. They were, like, all three of you breastfeed in the pool, yeah.
Yeah. Or I'll take your babies in there. We'll do it.
Oh, I have to say, how are they all so snatched after giving birth? I was like, I hate them. But that's as far as I got with them. So I haven't got like anywhere as far as they're going there or what's happening.
Elizabeth's dad has agreed to pay for their wedding there. Andre wants to stay for 3 weeks, and he wants to stay with his parents, which he doesn't live with his parents. He misses them. He wants his daughter to stay with them, and Elizabeth said, I'll try it, but I want to stay with my family while we're over there. And you, I was getting so annoyed with her, literally.
So
she said, if I'm not comfortable, then I will go stay with my family under one roof.
So her family is going.
I'm going to assume that, like, her dad and mom, at least, and maybe, like, a couple of her sisters, but not the sisters that just had babies.
So maybe the one sister that's, like, really, really outspoken that doesn't – I don't think she's married. Or maybe she is, but she doesn't have kids.
Yeah, or they don't show them. So that's what they're doing, Elizabeth being the absolute most – Colty has a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say, we talked about, I thought Larissa was from Colombia, but I was wrong. She is from Brazil, and his new girlfriend is from Brazil as well.
Yeah, so the part that I just watched on last week's episode is like they're on the weird taxi thing just talking about their sex life, and I was cringing so hard. I was like, please, please get me to the next scene. Please get me to the next scene.
So he meets her friends in Chicago, and he like is really controlling, or seems to be controlling, the way that they edited it, because she wanted to go out with her friends and he wanted to spend time with her before he flew back to Las Vegas. And he said, like, no, you can't go out with your friends.
Oh, heck.
So a little bit of a red flag, but
for sure.
Anyways, and then Larissa goes on a date with like this guy, and she talks about her kids. She talks about how she was arrested 3 times, how she needs a green card, and this guy's like, "All right, here's your car. Bye." Like, it was so funny. Tanya and Sinjin goes on a job interview to be a bartender, and he can't even pour a beer. So the guy obviously doesn't hire him. Asuelu and Kalani just make me laugh so much. Like, he is so funny.
Yeah, he is funny. They're just a train wreck.
It's hilarious. And so he works part-time at this, like, grocery store, and he wants to go visit his family in Samoa, and there's a measles outbreak, and so his kids need to be vaccinated, but one of his kids is only 7 months, and I don't think you get the measles vaccine until you're a year old. So Kalani's worried. She doesn't want to go. So that's kind of how it ended off. And then Karimi and Paul go back to America, or go to America, and he asks his mom if they can stay, with her. And she says no. And it left me on a cliffhanger that Paul gets out of the car because his mom says that she can't stay, or they can't stay with her.
Oh my God. Also, though, why did Paul not have this figured out before they went?
He's Paul, okay? He's Paul. The worst.
In the 90 day groups, they call him Paul. Hi, Paul. yes, that might be the episode I'm on then, because I saw on the sneak preview for like the rest of the episode that I'm on, it was like Tanya, why can I never say it right? Tanya and Sinjin and stuff. So maybe you did just do last week's episode. Maybe.
There's a lot of couples on Happily Ever After.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm watching it right now. Like, I literally just got to the part where they were breastfeeding in the pool, and like Angela found out like she has to get a test because it could be cancer possibly.
Right.
So that's what I'm on right now. In the living room, in the next room. Literally, it's on pause.
Okay. The other way.
Yes, and I was gonna write
the best season known to man.
Yes, I was gonna write down all the couples' names because we keep forgetting them, and I forgot.
I have 4 couples. I know that there's probably more.
Okay, what do you have? What you got?
Jenny and Sumit.
Yes, who I love. So cute.
You could just tell he loves her so much. I even texted you, like, he was at the airport just so excited to pick her up and, like, has everything ready for her, even though he had a cow and the freaking, like, people doing a ceremony at their house. I would be so mad because I'd be so tired.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, it's a double-digit flight. Like, I think it's, like, 14 hours or something.
Plus the 2-hour drive from the airport. And, like, no shower, no nothing. And then, like, these people are coming and you have to, like, I just can't. Yes. I'd be so mad. But, like, I get that he was trying. Okay. At least he was trying. Better than freaking Jihoon and Daevon.
God, can I just say, though, I'm a little scared because basically, Sumi basically said, like, hey, we're in, like, a dangerous area. Like, what if Jenny dies?
She just can't leave, probably. Like, just make sure the gate's locked.
Yeah. That was like a little concerning, but okay.
So Jihoon and Daevon, he talked to his friends at the little like bar thing and said that he isn't gonna make enough money and all he is a delivery driver, and he keeps lying to her.
Yes. Also, bro, like, you're on a TV show that's on national TV. Like, all of your lies are being broadcast to not only everyone, but she's gonna find out, like, even if you don't tell her, which I'm assuming it comes out during this season. But, like, what are you doing? Like, I really think he's just a pathological liar. Like, he just lies.
Agreed.
And, like, Devin's gonna have to take care of the family. Her mom is coming. Something happens with that. This, it looks like.
I just feel like he needs to, like, be honest with her and, like, sad.
Do we know why? Oh, never mind. I answered right when I was about to say it. I was going to say, do we know why he can't come to the U.S.? But it's because he's a criminal, right? Quote, unquote, because of the...
Oh, I don't know.
Because he owes money, right? Or something?
I don't know.
Because I was like, why does she keep going over there if, like, she's the one that's going to have to provide and stuff? Like, just stay in the United States where you know how to get a job and you've made money before. but I think that's why.
Crazy.
I know. Junie, you dumbass.
Armando and Kenny, I cried when he was talking to his parents, just bawled my freaking eyes out.
Yes. I was wondering, though, do you think they would have reacted different if cameras weren't there?
You know, I don't know, because I think his mom really was being genuine with him.
Yeah.
His dad might have said more if the cameras weren't there, but they've had years to think about it too. You know, yeah, it's not like their first time talking about it.
Exactly. And like with something so huge that he did tell them 3 years before, like I'm sure it's something they thought about often, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he's just an angel baby and I love him so much.
He's so nice. And his mom was like, you can come back and visit. And then his dad said, I have to think about it. And I was like, no.
You're like bawling.
And then Kenny, it talked about him leaving his family and he's really sad.
Yeah. I really, really want it to work out for them. Like I should creep or something and see what they're doing now. Bless you. She's sneezing again. Bless you. These Oklahoma allergies. No joke.
Woo. And then Brittany and Yazan.
Yeah, from Jordan. Yes. Okay, so you have to tell me exactly what happened. So what happened was she like gets on the plane to go, and I in my real life had to run outside. We were selling a car or whatever, blah blah, 8 years old car. So I had to go outside to like do something with it. And then I came back, like I missed the commercial or break on accident. And when I came back was when he was yelling at her and like getting in the car. So I knew it had something to do with alcohol, but I literally didn't know what happened at all.
So she, I think she bought a bottle of Patron in the tax-free store, like in the airport.
Like after she had landed.
Either after she had landed or on her layover before she got to Jordan. And so she had it in her carry-on bag, I'm pretty sure. And he like maybe opened it because it was at the like top of the cart that they were pushing out.
Yeah.
And he saw it. And pulled it out and got pissed that she brought alcohol.
He freaked out in front of a lot of people, too. Like, I was kind of scared for her.
Me, too.
I don't know.
And, like, you know, like, what if he's so concerned about what other people think about him and, like, their culture, why is he getting mad at her in front of everybody? And alcohol is legal there. Like, it's obviously against his religion of Islam, but she can have it. She's not Muslim.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because my other question was whenever you told me, I was like, or whenever we were texting about it, I was like, why would they even sell it there if it's not allowed? But I guess, like you said, she could have bought it on like a layover or something, but also it's not like she had it in her hand and was like, look what I bought, blah, blah, blah. Like, he saw it, right?
Yeah, and then freaked out.
I don't know. It's just like, if that's literally the first time, not the first time they met, because I think they've met before, but like, right, that's the first thing that happens right when she gets there, like, not a good look.
I'd turn back around and go back to America. Yeah. She left her dog, she left her family, she left her job.
Like, let her have some Patron.
Seriously. So, that's the only couples I wrote down. I think that they're going to add another one.
Yeah. I have tea about that one. Okay. So it's a preview for, it's like a guy in Texas and his girlfriend's in Colombia or something like that, I think. And I read something. So this is a spoiler. If nobody wants to hear this, sorry. The spoiler is he has one. They said his apartment wasn't Texas enough. So TLC made him put up like those Texas decorations, like stars and flags to make him look more country. And the other thing is this is the other way. So on the other way, they are moving over there. He has no intention of moving over there at all. Like, she wants to move over here, but TLC asked them to like distort the storyline so that they could be on this season of the franchise.
Crazy.
I know. I just hate, like, I love spoilers like that, but then I hate it because I'm like, what, like, is anything true?
No.
Like, so that's a spoiler, but yeah. And then there's the couple whose names we literally never have. I think it's Ariel, the girl Ariel, who's having a baby in Ethiopia.
Yes, And BB?
Yeah, I think she calls
him. What she calls him.
Yeah. Okay, her mom was trying to just take an epidural with her. Did you see that?
Yeah, and she's like, well, I'm not licensed to do it, so we can't. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then she's like, I have this spray bottle that you can put soapy water in so that you can clean yourself up after you give birth. And she's like, what?
I mean, at least she has that stuff. Think yeah, about if she didn't have any of that.
It's just like red flags to me. Like, if I have to take all of these things over there, maybe I shouldn't give birth over there.
And she's leaving all of her family again and her dog.
Scary.
Comfortable life. I think they're not going to work out.
Oh, me too.
Especially because he has another baby with another person that he doesn't see.
I agree.
I think she's going to be back in America, but that's just my prediction. I don't know that.
I agree. Is that all of them?
The other way? I think so.
I don't know what that noise was. Okay, I can talk about RuPaul really quick. So I'll just go jump right to the chase. The person that went home was Mayhem Miller. And I honestly, she deserved better. But it was hard because it really came down to Mayhem Miller and India Farah.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, Blair St. Clair should have been in the bottom. But yeah, so it was really hard for me. So out of Mayhem and India, it was a kind of a hard choice too, but I just feel like Mayhem shouldn't have been in the bottom. That's my opinion. So therefore it should have been Blair or India Farah that went home. It was one of my favorite competitions because they do this funny thing where it was called SheMZ, like TMZ. And there was one part where they had to act like the TMZ guys like in the room. So they had to act like bros and like all of them were in their like boy outfits, but they like drew on like extra facial hair and they had like sideways hats and they were talking like this, like, yo bro, we caught up with Blair St. Clair and you won't believe what she did. And then they were all like, oh, like, I was laughing the whole time. Like, that part of the competition was funny. But in the past they have like really funny and weird storylines for the SheMZ. So like in the past, it was like someone shoplifting, someone who can't stop twerking. But these ones were like not funny. I don't know what happened. And someone even said on this group that I'm in, they were like, it's like no comedy queens are here. And I was like,
you're right.
Literally, maybe Miss Cracker, maybe. Like, there aren't any. And it like really opened my eyes. I was like, oh my God, that's why like some of the bits aren't funny.
There you go.
So that opened my eyes, but Mayhem Miller went home. But what sucks is the lip sync assassin. I had seen her before, but she's only on one season or two seasons or something. I didn't know her very well. Was Mayhem's like real life best friend.
Oh no.
So she won and sent Mayhem home. But she didn't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of sad. But next week is the Snatch Game. But they're mixing it up where it's like the Snatch Game of Love or whatever. And that's the one where they dress up as celebrities. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so that was
love all of RuPaul.
I have an advice. Do you want to do it really quick?
Sure.
Excuse me. I had to cough. Okay. It said, I recently got laid off from my job because of COVID. I was having a hard time finding a job, and my friend's mom owns a snow cone shack, so I asked her if I could have a job, and she kind of went out on a limb for me and asked her mom, who wasn't really hiring, and I got the position that cut some of my friend's hours, but we got to work together, so that made it more fun. This has been for about 2 weeks. Well, I applied for other jobs, and I got a call back for an interview. I will be making more money, but I feel bad because I won't work with my friend and she went out of her way to get me the job, and jobs are hard to find right now because of COVID. What should I do? I want the new job, but I don't want to make my friend mad.
Get that money, girl.
I agree. You got to get that money, and like, you're an adult and your friend is an adult. And even though it's hard right now, like, she should be understanding.
Yeah. And you can even say like, hey, I got this opportunity. Thanks so much for helping me in the interim. And if you need me to continue to cover shifts or do whatever, like, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah. And nobody can be mad at you for trying to like better your situation, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
I will say though, I was scared to tell you when I started applying for jobs before we got laid off. because you're my friend and we worked together.
I know.
But then we got laid off, so it didn't matter.
Literally. You just knew it was going to come. Like, I don't know. It was crazy.
God. But yeah, okay, that's our advice. Definitely, you just have to explain to your friend and even her mom, honestly, just tell them, like, I'm so appreciative for the opportunity, but this is not a better opportunity, but this pays more money and I'm...
But don't tell them that until you get the job. Like, go to the interview.
For sure. Don't even... This is the little deceitful part. Like, don't even tell them about the interview.
No, I mean, you're just doing what you need to do. And then you tell them, like, hey, I got this opportunity. I'm going to take this job. And then you explain. Don't quit before you get the next.
Yeah, it's that old saying that my grandpa always tells me. Don't let go of the bird in your hand because there's two birds in the bush. Because you don't have those birds yet.
And it's hard to catch those birds.
Exactly. Because
they can fly.
Keep your bird in your hand, okay? Sounds like an old person thing. I don't know.
But it works.
I know, but cool. Anything else?
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, we will actually probably not have an episode next week because I'll be gone.
But it'll be 4th of July, so enjoy your 4th of July. Yeah. Have a good time and be safe.
Yes, and we will talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye.